Good morning. Thank you for being with us on this Thursday morning for Morning Devotion. This week we've been in the book of Matthew chapter number 24, and we've been looking at some signs of Christ's return. We've been in the latter part of the chapter, the first part of the week, but now we move back to the beginning of the chapter, and we begin to look at some things that the Lord Jesus told his disciples concerning when the end times would come, and what should the coming signs of that coming be. And as we look at these things, in verse number 6 of chapter 24, the Lord Jesus told his disciples, "For ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars." And he went on to say, "But the end is not yet. Nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom." Now, this week we've talked about how that the fig tree was a sign of the coming of the Son of Man, and how that this generation would not pass till all these things be fulfilled. We've seen how that the flood and the days of Noah, the things that the day had in common with the day of Noah, was a sign of the coming of Christ. But now we also look and see that the conflicts and things that go on that we hear about on the newscasts day by day are a sign of the coming of the Lord. You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. And then the scripture goes on to give us something that actually has only happened in the past few years, and that is, the scripture says, "Nation shall rise up against nation, and kingdom against kingdom." You know, up until the past century, wars were fought between armies. But with the advent of World War I, a whole nations rose up against nation. In other words, everything that a nation could produce and that a nation had, every aspect of the nation was involved in war. World War II, the children were involved in aluminum drives and in rubber drives and in all the other things to collect what they could for the war effort. The women went to work in the factories, and certainly all the young men went to war. And then the older men, they sold war bonds and were air raid wardens and served on the draft boards and whatever else. But literally a whole nation, or the whole resources of a whole nation, went to war. But not just of our nation, but of all of the allied nations combining. And then, of course, against the Axis nations of Europe combining. And so you literally had whole continents at war. And with that, the first, you had World War, the First World War, and the Second World War. And of course, today we see much the same thing. We see nation against nation, but we see something else. We see kingdom against kingdom. Now, you think about what I'm going to say here. The biggest problem that the Islamic world has with the West is the fact that we are a Christian nation, and they despise that truth. And they look down upon us, and they think of us as being unclean and as being heretics because of our trust and belief in Christ. And so the kingdom of Islam, if you will, has risen up against the kingdom of Christendom, or the kingdom of Christianity. And so now you see multiple nations, multiple countries, and you see the Christian West, and not just West, but Britain and even the portions of Europe that claim to be Christian, as well as the Christian West, doing battle, being attacked on a routine basis by the kingdom of Islam. And so we see wars and rumors of wars, nation rising up against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. And may I say, when the scripture says, when you see all of these things come to pass, so the end's not yet, but it is a sign of the soon return of the Savior. They'll cry peace and safety, peace, peace, but there'll be no peace until the Prince of Peace, our Lord Jesus, comes once and forever and sets things straight upon this old earth. Father, may we prepare our hearts for the coming of our Lord and Savior today, and be ready to stand before you at your coming. For it's in Christ's name we ask. Amen. This is Pastor Randy Barton of the Anchor Baptist Church, 3232 Hendersonville Highway in Pisgah Forest, North Carolina. Have a great day.